This is episode number 2160 of the Who Cares News for Monday, February 28th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
SAG Awards were last night. They call them the actors because that's the only people who win these. Because SAG, Screen Actors Guild. Big winners last night. Will Smith, leading actor in a motion picture.
Really?
For King Richard. Jessica Chastain, the female in the eyes of Tammy Faye. Didn't see that one.
Didn't even know it was out.
Yeah.
Hear about it.
Oh, yeah, I heard about it. No Time to Die, Best Stunt Ensemble. That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Ted Lasso, a comedy series, and did very well. And Squid Game. Squid Game did well, too. Yeah. So there you go. The SAG,
yeah,
the actors.
Yeah, about Squid Games.
Yeah, they won a bunch. The actors. All right. It is time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Amanda Bynes.
Oh.
And I'm sorry, I have to say it. And her really big nose ring.
She's got a big nose ring, huh?
It's not. Yeah, I'm doing nose ring, no big deal. Whatever. But it's really big.
Really? Okay.
Anyway, Amanda Bynes and her really big nose ring
yes.
have her parents' full support as she tries to end her conservatorship.
Oh, hey, that's cool. So she's, I didn't know she was under one, but that's great.
I didn't either. And it's not because of the whole Britney thing. I guess her attorney says it's all because she's been putting in the work. And it started before the Britney thing ever started.
Sure.
So, Amanda's rep says the move to pull the plug on her conservatorship is years in the making.
Yeah.
Started long before the Free Britney movement grew vocal last year. And it's purely coincidental.
Well, and I'm pretty sure that Amanda's family are not taking $2 million a month to handle her conservancy. Is it conservatorship? It's not conservancy. It's conservatorship.
Right.
Plus, Amanda, not the same earning stratus as Britney Spears.
No.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not
it was different. I mean, her lawyer says her conservatorship was never meant to be in place for her entire life.
Well,
it was supposed to end.
Well, I don't think Britney's was either.
Well, but...
right?
Well, not to anybody else except for Daddy. Okay. So within the last 2 years, Amanda and her parents, they realized that she's made progress
she
with
has
her bipolar.
Made progress. Yeah, she has.
She's been working on it.
Staying on her meds.
Yep. She's actually doing good.
Getting into the fashion business a little bit. Yeah.
So she's been on since 2013.
Wow. Has it been that long?
I can't believe it's been that long.
It's been 2013 since all that stuff started going wacko.
We reported it.
I know, right? We've been doing this way too damn long.
And then we decided, because it wasn't just because she was, we didn't make fun of her.
No, after a while.
After a while.
We made fun of her
in the beginning,
and for that we're going to hell. But we stopped, so maybe we'll get some repentance, I hope. Anyway, I'm glad
maybe.
She's doing better. And she stopped, harming herself. That was the important thing. And that mom and dad are supporting her because this is a big thing. I mean,
And her nose ring.
And her nose ring. Well, maybe she could take some of that money that they're holding on to for her and she can go get something else pierced. Who knows?
She doesn't need anything else pierced. It gets that big. Ladies and gentlemen.
Boys and girls.
No.
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 Just ladies and gentlemen.
Just ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Otherwise, it just would be wrong.
Okay.
Jason Momoa isn't quite single just yet.
Oh.
Womp, womp. Reportedly, he and ex Lisa Bonet, they've decided to give their marriage another chance.
Oh, my. How often does that work?
Not often. Well, it doesn't happen often.
In Hollywood.
Yeah. But good on them. Good on them.
But she's so much older than him.
So?
She's like a cougar compared to him. He was 8 when he was watching her on Cosby. So, I mean, it's like, it's like, put it in that perspective, you know? I mean, it's like,
it's okay. It's at least they're going to try to do, they're, instead of splitting up, they got kids.
Yeah, they do got kids.
Yeah. So they posted, you know, naturally on Instagram. This is how, right. you know, they share the announcement. That's how they announced their split in January. Mm-hmm. It's been deleted.
Oh, wow.
And a friend of Jason says that they've had a change of heart. Huh? And they're already living together again.
Oh, my.
Probably just having lots of the sex. So, wow. Jason moved back in with Lisa about 2 weeks ago. They're very much back together. They decided to work on things source. Rather than throwing the towel because they have so much invested in each other, which is true.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they got two teenage kids.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's a rough time
teens. That's a really rough time. Yeah. Wait until they're grown, mom and dad, then split up. Not that's gonna matter. I don't
less
know,
therapy guess. Cost, I think.
You know, maybe not. Maybe when the kids can kind of figure out, yeah, mom, you know, whatever. I mean, look, Jason Momoa is like the hottest guy on the planet. He really is.
He's you know? He is dang hot.
And Lisa Bonet is probably going like, oh, shoot, I can have that every night. That's probably what she's thinking. She's like, I can have that every night. And so what the hell was I thinking?
Or maybe she thought, I've had it. I'm done.
Maybe he's not very good.
Oh.
I mean, I don't want to burst anybody's bubbles. And
I would find that hard to believe.
I would find that hard to believe, too. I mean, just looking at him, you're good. You're good to go. You don't have to do anything. He doesn't have to move or anything. He's just like, you know what? Wow. That's a good looking guy.
That's right. Look.
I got it.
Look at him. Done.
You can get Jason Momoa and Halle Berry and just look at them. Both of them would be great to look at.
They're just think about putting them side by side.
I know. And then nobody would have a chance with
I think you'd even have a problem deciding which one to go
I
for.
I know I would probably. He's pretty hot.
He is hot.
Ooh, it's getting a little warm in here, is it not? Oh my goodness. Well, I'm glad that if this is true. And, I mean, I'm sure TMZ says it's true, so it must be true. You know, these guys are back together. That's good for them. And they can work it out and, you know, hopefully that they have a healthy,
well, and how often does it happen? It doesn't happen when they split. Hollywood, they split, they split.
Yeah, they're done.
But good for them. I say good for them.
Unless, of course, you're Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston. And I think that they're friends
done.
With benefits. No, I don't think
so. You think they're friends think with they're benefits. Friends with benefits.
There you go. All right, more news tomorrow. Have yourself a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.